Part 1, The Doll. Courtney Mattson has been a co-worker of mine since March. So did you have any dolls when you were a kid?
Yeah, I did, actually. I mean, I had probably 15 or 20, but one really, really special doll that is the only one at this point that I can remember.
15 or 20 dolls,
yeah.
But only one?
One,
true love?
You know, the doll that came with me on all the family road trips and airplane flights and, you know, everywhere I went. She came.
How did your parents feel about that doll?
You know, at first I think it was really just, you know, a great little plaything for me, and then they realized how attached I was to this doll and how much of the doll was actually in me. And how I would sort of use the doll to get what I wanted, and I think sometimes it probably got a little bit tiresome or old for them.
In the 2 months that I have known her, Courtney has never struck me as the kind of person who would be obsessed with dolls. I mean, she is really sporty and, well, almost a tomboy. But when I met her mother recently, the story of the doll years came out. Is there something about that doll that set it apart in terms of its look, its design, its style?
Well, the doll itself was probably only about a foot tall, maybe not even. And it was plastic. It was just horrible plasticky look, and kind of all of its fingers and toes were already blackened just from me holding it so much. And it came with a little sort of car seat that you could attach to the fronts or backs of chairs so it could kind of sit with me in the car or sit with me on the plane.
Hold on. It had its own attachable chair.
Yes.
So that, let's say you were in school and you wanted to bring along the doll.
It could conceivably sit next to me.
Sit next to you in school.
Yeah.
I can see why it's a special doll. What was the name?
Well...
Did you name it?
For short, yeah, Chabetta was her shortened name.
Chabetta.
Chabetta, yes.
Is that like ciabatta?
A bit. But her full name was actually... The Evil Chabetta.
Evil Chabetta.
Right, Evil Chabetta. And she was named such because she was basically my evil twin.
She was chubby?
She was quite chubby, yes. Her plastic sort of bulged at the knees and the thighs and the elbows, and she had this kind of really, this smirk on her face, you know, that was obviously always that way. She didn't move at all. And then she had a little blue sunbonnet on her head and blue, like a blue daisy dress.
So the image that I'm getting is a very large plastic infant with blackened toes and legs and a blue sundress and bonnet with a smirk.
Yeah.
This isn't a child you would see going to church and taking alms out of the bucket, is it?
No, this was Evil Chabetta. She was really unique and had a personality all her own.
In retrospect, I can certainly say the same thing about Courtney. So how did you use her?
Well, I mean, she started out as just Chabetta, and she was just a doll that I brought everywhere. But I was probably about 3 when I got her, and I realized that Chabetta could do things that I couldn't do. So, for example, I would be in the car with my parents on a road trip, and I would say, "Mom and Dad, Chabetta's really tired. She needs to stop, or she has to go to the bathroom." And so they would say, "Okay, let's pull over for Chabetta." And so at first, my parents were really just, you know, placating me because I was, you know, I had this sort of imaginary friend that was in a little plastic doll. But then Chabetta would do naughty things, and I would blame her instead of taking the blame myself. So, like, sometimes Chabetta would, you know, not eat her green beans and throw them on the floor. And it wasn't me that threw them on the floor, it was Evil Chabetta. And she took my green beans and threw them on the floor, too. So now we both couldn't eat the green beans, and it wasn't my fault. I would scold Chabetta repetitively, over and over again. But Chabetta always got away with it.
I'm a little bit confused as to how Chibetto accomplished these human-like tasks. I understand that some dolls are that special, but did you...
No, she didn't move at all. She was pretty much just a foot-long piece of plastic. But I moved her for her, and my hands were sort of Chibetta's hands, so I would use my hands with Chibetta in them to reach for something or, you know, spill applesauce on the floor. And that's how she accomplished her naughty deeds. But, I mean, it wasn't really my willing self-helping. It was, you know, it was Chibetta.
It was really the invisible hand of the market, and actually in this case not the invisible hand of Courtney Madsen. But did she have a voice? Did evil Chibetta ever speak?
Yeah. Chibetta's voice was sort of like, "The evil Chibetta."
Oh, and you,
but I never spoke like that.
Right. So when your parents scolded you and you said, "Evil Chibetta did it."
It wasn't me. It was evil Chibetta. Or Chibetta would say something like, "This man is bald." And I would make fun of people that way.
I don't know if she realizes it, but this actually is the way that Courtney sometimes still makes fun of people. Okay, so she had the car seat and you took her on trips.
Mm-hmm.
Did that cause any interesting scenarios?
Yeah, I really had some fun times. The story that I'm remembering now most clearly was, I think I was like 3.5 or 4, and we were going to California to visit my parents' friends, and this was, you know, a pretty long flight for a 4-year-old. And Chibetta came, of course, and her car seat was hooked up to the headrest of the person in front of me. And so the person in front of me happened to be this older, balding man, and he had a pretty, you know, glossy bald spot in the back of his head. It was high shine, not much hair going on there, and so Chibetta would creep up, because she was sitting right behind him, and Chibetta would creep up behind the bald man and rub his head vigorously.
Because you wanted
to. Because I really wanted to, but I would never do something like that. But Chibetta, Chibetta would. She knew no boundaries.
You, as a, what, 3-year-old?
Yeah.
4-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
You certainly could have disciplined her a little bit more.
I would discipline her, but she never listened. So I would say, "Chibetta, stop it.
Evil Chibetta listens to no one."
What a 3-year-old you were.
Yeah.
Even at that young age, you associated chubbiness with evil. You had that. The precursor to eating disorders. But
yeah.
How did Chibetta meet her end? Did she ever?
I think that eventually Chibetta became so old and dirty that my mom refused to let me spend time with the doll because it was just like a festering cesspool of germs and disease because I wouldn't let her take a bath or have her dress or hat cleaned. And she was kind of turning blackish from me holding her with my dirty, pudgy hands. So, but I guess after a while I grew out of her, you know. I faced my naughty stages and, you know, had...
Continued to do so.
And, you know, evil Chibetta slowly became a part of me and I accepted that.
So I'm getting a sense of evil Chibetta in a hospice somewhere, decaying, slowly, blackening.
Yeah, I mean, I bet she's probably in my parents' attic somewhere, crying out for, you know, mischief.
She's a lost soul. She abandoned her, in a sense.
I did, in many ways. But in many ways, I also, you know, took the very best of her and made it myself.
And sometimes that still comes out.
You have a lot of sympathy, I think, for people in that in the situation that evil Chibetta was in. And people, disadvantaged populations, and you know, I think that you have this sense of guilt that you're never going to get over, and that's why
Yeah.
evil Chibetta has created you and turned you into...
Yeah, I think it's really a result of evil Chibetta that I, you know, do AIDS relief work all over the world, because I just feel like I was so naughty at once and I can never make up for that because, you know, I hurt that poor bald man's feelings. So.
All right, we're both going to do the evil Chibetta voice. Are you ready? We're going to say, evil Chibetta has a mind of her own.
Okay.
Evil Chibetta has a mind of her own.